Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Erevin Daf Yud Aleph. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav amended our Mishnah to read that a Mavui entrance that is wider than 10 Amos and has a Tzuras of Pesach must be decreased. Rav Yosef deduced from this that Rav would hold Chatzir Sheruva Psachim V'Chalonos Eni Niteres B'Tzuras of Pesach. In a Chatzir enclosed by walls consisting mostly of entranceways and windows, caring is not permitted by means of a Tzuras of Pesach that frames each of the openings, since parts meruba ala omet, the total gaps, are more than the total walls. The Gemara rejects this because an opening of 10 amos is considered a greater breach than openings that collectively exceed the wall segments, from the fact that in the case of pasuk beros, boards enclosing wells, we permit them with parts meruba ala omet, but we do not permit them with the space between the boards exceeding 10 amos, according to Rabbi Meir. Therefore, according to Rav, a Tzuras of Pesach may help with a chatzur with many openings, even though it doesn't help with a Mavui entrance wider than 10 amos. And point number two, the Gemara cites several rules regarding a Tzuras of Pesach. Rav Chisda said, Tzuras of Pesach she'asa min hatzad lo asa v'lo klum. A Tzuras of Pesach that was made extending from the middle of the poles accomplishes nothing. He also said that a Tzuras of Pesach must be strong enough to support a door, even if the door is only made from straw. Reish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. A Tzuras HaPesach requires an indication of a hinge, which Ravavia defines as a pivot hole. An actual door, though, is not required. And a Braisa taught that a Tzuras HaPesach consists of Kana Mekan, V'Kana Mekan, V'Kana Al Gabehen, a pole on either side of the opening and a pole on top. It's a Malchokas Amarayim whether the crossbar needs to touch the side post. Rav Nachman says it doesn't, and Rav Sheshah says it does. And point number three, the next mission in the Perek introduces a Malchokas regarding a Mavui Sasum, a closed Mavui from three sides. Beis Shammai holds that it requires a Lechi and a Korah. Beis Hillel holds that it requires either a Lechi or a Korah. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that it requires two Lechis. The Gemara suggests that Beis Shammai holds that four Mechitzas are required with the Raisa to enclose a Rishus Yachid, but concludes that Beis Shammai may only require three mechitzos to be chayav for transferring to Rishus Rabim, but the Rabbanan, a fourth mechitzah, was required to permit carrying within the Rishus, which can only be fulfilled through both a Lechi and a Korah. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rav amended our Mishnah to read that a Mavui entrance that is wider than 10 Amos and has a Tzuras of Pesach must be decreased. Rav Yosef deduced from this that Rav would hold the Chatzir Sheruba Psachim V'Chalonos Eina Niteres B'Tzuras HaPesach, in a Chatzir enclosed by walls, consisting mostly of entranceways and windows, carrying is not permitted by means of a Tzuras HaPesach that frames each of the openings, since Parutz Meruba Al Omet, the total gaps, are more than the total walls. The Gemara rejects this because an opening of 10 Amos is considered a greater breach than openings that collectively exceed the wall segments, from the fact that in the case of pasuk beros, boards enclosing wells, we permit them when parts meruba al omed, but we do not permit them when the space between the boards exceeds 10 amos, according to Rabbi Meir. Therefore, according to Rav, a Tzuras HaPesach may help with a chatzir with many openings, even though it doesn't help with a Mavui entrance wider than 10 amos. Point number two, the Gemara cites several rules regarding a Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Chisda said, Tzuras HaPesach she'asa min hatzad, la'asa v'lo klum. A Tzuras HaPesach that was made extending from the middle of the poles accomplishes nothing. He also says that a Tzuras HaPesach must be strong enough to support a door, even if the door is only made from straw. Reish Lakish said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. A Tzuras HaPesach requires an indication of a hinge, which Rav Avya defines as a pivot hole. An actual door, though, is not required. And a Braisa taught that a Tzuras HaPesach consists of Kana Mekan, V'Kana Mekan, V'Kana Al Gabein, a pole on either side of the opening and a pole on top. It's a Malchokas Amarayim whether the crossbar needs to touch the side posts. Rav Nachman says it doesn't, and Rav Sheshah says that it does. And point number three, the next mission the Perek introduces a Malchokas regarding a Mavui Sasum. Beis Shammai holds that it requires a Lechi and a Korah. Beis Hillel holds that it requires a Lechi or a Korah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it requires two Lechis. The Gemara suggests that Beis Shammai holds that four Mechitzas are required midiraisa to enclose a Rishus Yachid, but concludes that Beis Shammai may only require three mechitzas to be chayav for transferring to Rishus Rabim, but the Rabbanan, a fourth mechitzah, was required to permit carrying within the Rishus, which can only be fulfilled through both a Lechi and a Korah. All right, so now we go to our Sim for Daf Yud Aleph, and the Sim for Yud Aleph is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dreams. So here goes. Gold stars were awarded to the children who lived in the chatzer, with lots of entranceways and windows, for their model of a tzuras ha-pesach with a straw door, which they proudly displayed in the Mavui Sasum that had a lechi and a korah. Once again, in slow motion. Gold stars, that must mean we're on Duff Yud Aleph. Gold stars were awarded to the children who lived in the chatzer, with lots of entranceways and windows, which reminds the Rav's amended Mishnah that stated that a Mavui entrance wider than Tana Amos with a tzuras ha-pesach must be decreased, doesn't necessarily mean that Rav would hold it would be forbidden to carry in a chatzer with many entranceways and windows, because an opening of 10 amos is considered a greater breach than Paritz Merubah Omer, which works with Pasid Beiros. So gold stars were awarded to the children who lived in the chatzer with lots of entranceways and windows, for their model of a tzuras ha-pesach with a straw door, which reminds of several halachas of tzuras ha-pesach, including that a tzuras ha-pesach requires a door even if it's made from straw, and some say it just requires a door hinge even if there isn't a door. So gold stars were awarded to the children who lived in the chatzer with lots of entranceways and windows, for their model of a tzuras ha-pesach with a straw door, which they proudly displayed in the Mavui Sasum that had a lechi and a korah. Which reminds us of the different shitas of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Eliezer regarding what's required to adjust a Mavui Sasum, and the specific havamina we had with shitas Beis Shammai. So once again, gold stars were awarded to the children who lived in the chatzer with lots of entranceways and windows, for their model of a tzuras ha-pesach with a straw door, which they proudly displayed in the Mavui Sasum that had a lechi and a korah. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Dav Zayin. So the symbol for Dav Zayin is a gun, a clay Zayin. So here goes. The discarded gun. Gun. That must mean we're on Dav Zayin. The discarded gun found at the crime scene on top of the spine and trefa, which reminds us, on Dav Vav Amabes we learned that there was a Mavui Akum, a bent Mavui in the Arda, with three intersecting Mavuis in the shape of the letter Ches. The residents followed the stringencies of both Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara asks how they could do so, for Bryce had taught, one who follows the stringencies of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, all of a cause of Omer, Aksil B'choshech Holech. Regarding him, it said, the fool goes in darkness. So our Iron Dav, Rav Shevzi, explains that the Brice's rule not to follow the stringencies of two authorities only applies Heked Asasri Hadadi, where they contradict each other. As an example, the Gemara brings a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding how much of a spine or skull must be missing for them not to impart Tuma in an Ohel. Beis Shammai's shiur is larger than Beis Hillel's, making him the more stringent opinion. When the same shiurim are applied to determining when an animal is considered a trefa, Beis Hillel's smaller shiur makes him more stringent. So the chumrah and kulot regarding tuma results in the opposition in the case of a trefa. This is what the Braisa was referring to. In the case of the Mavui Akum and Narda, the stringencies did not contradict each other. So the discarded gun found at the crime scene on top of the spine and trefa in a Mavui that opened to two Rishusa Rabbins, which reminds us, Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Rav, that when the Tanakama and Hananya argued regarding the adjustments of a Mavui Mefulash, it was only when the Mavui opened on both ends into Rishusa Rabbi Midaraisa, such as a Sratya, a public thoroughfare, or a Platya, a public square, that Hananya required a door at one end. But if the Mavui opened into a public thoroughfare at one end, and a field, which is not Midaraisa, on the other end, or it opened into fields on both ends, then even Hananya agrees that Osetzuras a Pesach Makan, Velechi Makor Makan. One constructs a Tzuras a Pesach at one opening, and a Lechi or Korah at the other opening. So the discarded gun found at the crime scene on top of the spine and trefa in a Mavui that opened to two of Rishus of Rabbims had the fingerprints of the bandit who was caught in the back lot. Which reminds us, Rav Yosef said in the name of Yehuda, if a Mavui opened into Rishus of Rabbim on one end, Imayakalo Rochova, but at the other end, it terminated into a back lot, which in turn opened to Rishus Rabim, Ein Sar Chum. It doesn't require any adjustment at all on the back lot side, but only a Lechi or Korah at the end where it opens directly into Rishus Rabim, like any closed Mavui. Abai said to Rav Yosef that this ruling of Yehuda reflects the ruling of Shmuel and not Rav, as it contradicts Rav in two ways. One seeming contradiction is that Rav rules Mavui shenifritz b'mlo chatzer, a Mavui that was breached along its entirety, leaving it completely open to a chatzer, the nifritz chatzer kenegdo, and the far wall of the chatzer was breached opposite the Mavui, opening the chatzer into Rishus Rabim, chatzer muteris u'mavui aser. Carrying in the chatzer is permitted, carrying in the Mavui is prohibited unless adjustments are made. The Gemara resolves this contradiction as well as the second one. Dav Ches. So the simper Dav Ches is a challah. So here goes. The challah baking contest, that must mean we're on Daf Ches. The challah baking contest held in a Mavu between a trash heap and the sea, which reminds us, Rabbi Baravada said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, that there was an incident concerning a mabui shetzido echad kal olayam. One side terminated to the sea, but tzido echad kal ashba, and one side terminated at a trash heap. And when the matter was brought before Rebbe, he wouldn't rule. He didn't want to forbid it because the sea and trash heap do indeed serve as mechitzos. However, he didn't want to permit carrying in it either because he was concerned that the trash heap could be removed or that the sea might bring up sediment, in which case the slope won't be sufficiently steep to serve as a wall. The Gemara questioned whether there's a concern that the trash heap will be removed, citing a mission that states, if there's a trash heap in Rishus HaRabim, which is 10 tefachim high, and therefore it's Rishus HaYachid, one may throw into it from a window above. Rashi explains that there's no concern that people remove the trash, resulting in someone throwing the trash down into the Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara concludes that the mission is referring to a public trash heap, where there's no concern that it'll be removed, whereas the incident with Rebbe involved a private trash heap, which one might come to remove. So the challah baking contest held in a mabui between a trash heap and the sea was jammed with families rooting their mothers on, sitting on diagonal cars, which reminds us there's a machlokes regarding mabui shetzido echad aruch, shetzido echad katzar, a mabui whose one side was long and its other side short. According to one opinion, if the difference between the two sides is less than dalet amos, then one may place the cord diagonally. However, if the difference in length is dalet amos or more, then he may place the cord only opposite the short side at a right angle. Rava said, regardless of the difference of length between the two sides, he can only place the cord opposite the short side. Rava went on to explain the machlokes by saying that he holds the function of the cord as a hecker, and when placed diagonally, it doesn't serve as a reminder. Rashi explains that the longer side doesn't appear as part of the mavui. According to the other opinion, however, the purpose of the kor is to serve as a mechitza, and a kor on a diagonal is a functional mechitza. So the challah baking contest held in a mavui between a trash heap and the sea was jammed with families rooting their mothers on, sitting on diagonal koras, and koras placed on pegs. Which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda the following question: what's the din if one thrusts two pegs into the two outside walls of a mavui and places a kor on top of the pegs so that the inner edge of the kor was rested against the outside walls? Rav Chisda answered that according to the one who permits carrying under a kor because the outer edge serves as a mechitza, it would be forbidden to carry within such a mavui, since in this case, the mechitza is considered removed from the mavui. According to the one who holds that one cannot carry under a kor because the inner edge functions as a mechitza, it would be permitted to carry within such a mavui because in this case, the mechitza is at the wall of the mavui. Rava holds that it is forbidden according to everyone, since the requirement of a kor is that it rests on top of the mavui. Daf Tes, so the symbol for Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The eccentric sitting on top of a kor suspended above the mavui poured tea from his teapot. Teapot, that must be more on Daf Tes. The eccentric sitting on top of a kor suspended above the mavui, which reminds us, Rav Adabar Masna challenged Rava's position that a kor needs to be on top of the walls of a mavui from a braisa, it states, when a kor is meshucho etchuya, when a beam is drawn away from the mavui, meaning that the beam is drawn towards the Rishus HaRabim and not on top of the walls of the mavui, or suspended above the mavui, meaning that its two ends don't reach the walls, if it's within three tefachim, the mavui is permitted. The Gemara answers that the case of meshucha is referring to a kor that is above the walls of the mavui, but doesn't reach across to the other side of the mavui. And the case of a tluya is where the kor doesn't reach the walls on both sides. The Braisa stated both cases to teach that the principle of lavud not only applies on one side, but it can be applied to both sides simultaneously. Rav Ashi says that the Braisa is referring to a case of meshucha v'hi tluya, a single case where the kor doesn't reach either side of the mavui and is also suspended above them, supported by two L-shaped pegs. The Braisa is coming to teach that we can apply the leniencies of lavud and chavot simultaneously. Chavot allows us to view the kor as if it's positioned between the two walls instead of suspended above them. So the eccentric sitting on top of a kor suspended above the mavui poured tea from his teapot in front of the lechi to remind people it was forbidden to carry there, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan rejected Rabbi Zakkai's teaching that the area opposite a lechi or under a kor is judged to be a karmelis in which carrying is forbidden. Abai said that Rabbi Yochanan only disagreed regarding the area under the kor, but he does agree with the area opposite the lechi that is forbidden. Rava said that Rabbi Yochanan also disagreed regarding the lechi and holds that it is permissible to carry opposite it. Rav said that his position is derived from a statement made in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's permissible for people in Rishus HaRabim or in Rishus HaYachid to carry into Makom Patur, an insignificant area that is less than Dalad by Dalad Tfachim, that is between them, provided they don't afterwards transfer the object into the other Rishus. Similarly, the area opposite the Lechi is insignificant, and people should be able to carry opposite it. Abai responds that that case was where the Makom Patur was raised 3 tfachim above the level of the Rishus Rabim, which makes it distinct from the Rishus Rabim. The Gemara continues with Abai bringing the source for his position. So the eccentric sitting on top of a korah suspended above the Mavui poured tea from his teapot in front of the Lechi, to remind people it's forbidden to carry there, especially when the Lechi couldn't be seen from the inside. Which reminds us, it was said regarding a Lechi, Nira mebifni, v'shava b'mechutz, if it's visible from the inside and flush on the outside, Nido mishum Lechi, it's judged to be a valid Lechi. However, regarding Nir mebechutz, v'shava mefnim, a Lechi that's visible from the outside and flush on the inside, it's a malchus being Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, whether it's a valid Lechi. The one who says that it is invalid holds, the Lechi is not fulfilling its primary function, which remind those in the Mavui not to carry into Rishus Rabim. The one who says that it is valid holds that people in Rishus Rabim can see it, and even those in the Mavui can see it when they step out of the Mavui. Daf Yud. So the Simfer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The Malchokas and the minion of Yidden. Minion of Yidden. That must mean we're on Daf Yud. The Malchokas and the minion of Yidden davening at the Mavui entrance that was wider than 13 and a third amos, which reminds us, Abai brings a brisa that taught that if a Mavui entranceway is wider than 10 amos, he must decrease the width. And Rav Yehuda says that he doesn't need to decrease its width. The Gemara inquires, how wide does Rav Yehuda permit a Mavui entrance to be? So Rav Acha proposed in the presence of Rav Yosef that Rav Yehuda allows a Mavui entrance to be 13 and a third amos wide, from a Kal Vachomer based on Rav Yehuda's view regarding Pasi Biros, boards enclosing wells. If in the case of Pasi Biros, in which it's allowed to have Parutz Maruba or Omed, the gaps larger than the walled portions, yet it's not allowed to have a gap more than 13 and a third amos, then in the case of the Mavui, in which it's not permitted to have Parutz Maruba or Omed, all the more so it should not be permitted to have a gap more than 13 and a third amos. So the Gemara challenges this reasoning, saying that perhaps it was specifically in the case of Pasi Biros, where we are lenient with Parutz Maruba or Omed, that we don't allow another leniency of wide gaps. But in the case of the Mavui, Rabbi Yehuda would permit even wider gaps. A second challenge is brought, and the question of how wide Rabbi Yehuda permits the gap to be is left unresolved. So the Malchokas and the minion of Yidden davening at the Mavui entrance that was wider than the 13 and 13 amos led to their dividing the Mavui into two, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how to narrow a Mavui entrance that's too wide. Levi initially brings a brisa, but rejects it. He then says to construct a board that is 10 tefachim high and 4 amos long and stand it along the length of the Mavui so that it extends from the midpoint of the entrance towards the back of the Mavui. This divides the front of the Mavui into two distinct Mavuis, each which has an entrance of no more than 10 amos. So the Malchokas and the minion of Yidden davening at the Mavui entrance that was wider than 13 and a third amos led to the dividing their Mavui into two, and insisting each group use their own large entranceway. Which reminds Rav Yehuda says that if the Mavui entranceway is 15 amos wide, marchik shtei amos v'osep pas shalosh amos, one leaves a space of 2 amos near the sidewall and constructs a board that is 3 amos wide. This effectively closes off the entranceway, leaving an opening of 10. Similarly, says Rashi, one could apply the same method to both sides of a 20 amos wide Mavui. They were asked why there's no concern that people might enter through the small entranceway that is formed in the 2-amah gap, which would invalidate the Lechi or Korah used in the main entrance. The Gemara answers, Chazak ein adam maniach pesach gadol v'nichnas b'pesach katan. It can be assumed that a person will not abandon a large entranceway and enter instead through a small entranceway. Therefore, the main entranceway retains its status as the Mavui entrance. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions on the second Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn there's a concern that an ashba belonging to an individual might be removed, invalidating a Mavui? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that it's a chazaka that people won't abandon a large entranceway for a smaller one? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have a Mishnah with the 3 different opinions regarding what is required to adjust a Mavui Sasum? That's on Daf Yudov. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that one cannot follow the chumras of 2 authorities when the rulings contradict one another? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that Rav Chissa said, a Tzuris HaPesach requires a door, even if it's made of straw? That's on Daf Yidov. Good. Number 6. Which of the one what the din is for a Korah Meshucha Utluya? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that the case of the Mavui opening into a backlot doesn't necessarily contradict Rav's ruling of a Mavui opening into a chatzer? That's on Daf Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn the Malchokas regarding what Rabbi Yochanan holds regarding carrying opposite alachi. That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 9. Which Daftun Levi's method of narrowing a wide mabui by placing a board 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide down the middle of the mabui from the front? That's on daf. Yud. Good. And question number 10. Which Daftun, a breach in the front corner of a mabui cannot be more than 4 tefachim? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which Daftun, that people dream about what they think about during the day? That's on daf. Nun Vav and Brachas. Good. Number 2. Which daf we have the question, my Chanukah? That's on daf. Chaf Aleph and Shabbos. Good. And number 3, which daf we learn about Muksa Machmas Mios? That's on daf. Mem Dalet and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.